Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is coming up on 9 o'clock right now. Coach Peterson's call is sponsored by Pennsylvania Lottery. Play Pennsylvania Lottery games online. Cash prizes at PALottery.com and get a $500 first-time deposit bonus. You got to be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Now, we are expecting Doug to call in any second. Al, help me with this.
All right.
You got a Super Bowl championship in a town.
Yeah.
You had a winning record. You've been to playoffs three straight years. What's it like to be 3-7-1?
Oh.
Do you question yourself? Do you wonder if you're – what do you do?
I just remember Pat Quinn –
What did he do?
At a sports writer convention, and they went to a finals and lost, and he came up and he just says, for all you people asking questions, it sucks to lose. It was as simple as that. He just said, you can go around and around about it, but I'm just telling you, it sucks.
Well, do you question your own ability?
Well, you can't.
Back at what you did 3 years ago and go, why am I not doing that now?
Well, you realize how close the difference between a disaster and a great season can be a couple of plays, but this is just everything falling apart.
Do you know how great he was in those early seasons and fourth down?
He's
21 this year. He's taking risks that are surprising that he's even doing them.
And you can go back and look at tape of any sport and say if one guy turns one way, the quarterback sees somebody, the whole game. You can go back a million times in any sport and say this would have changed it. Look at the Eagles when they got a touchdown. Like they didn't call a legal pass.
Yeah.
It's like something happens. It changes everything. Intentional grounding. Something like that. Something happens. You can look at it that way. But, boy, when you start questioning yourself, you got to – I always think the coach has to just absolutely think, I'm doing the right thing.
All right, here's one more because I do want to ask him about this. You're trying to devise something to stop DK Metcalf. DK Metcalf is phenomenal, right? He is the next Megatron. He's that good. All right, Al? Do you ever take a moment and say to yourself, he should be my weapon?
Where's the plus in that?
There isn't.
Because there's a big plus. I can blame someone else.
No, there's no plus.
I love blaming others.
No, you do game plan to shut that player down, and you also know in doing so you could help your general manager's disposition.
And
you're sitting up there squirming.
You also think maybe you just got to get more points than he does.
All right, I mean, there's certain guys
you're going to get points.
Yeah, I guess.
I think the plan was to go right after him and try to get him off his game.
Really early in the game.
It didn't work.
That plan did not work.
No, but that was the plan.
All right, we are expecting Doug any second. I think we're about to get him on right now, and this can't be this hasn't been something Doug's looked forward to for a long time.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, the head coach of the Eagles, Doug Peterson. Hi, Doug.
Hey, good morning, Angelo.
Hey, Doug, I was just saying, man, you got a history of success in this town as a head coach. You won a Super Bowl in this town. What is it like for you at 3-7-1? What's that like?
It's not fun. It isn't fun, you know, because as you said, and this is something I have to kind of remind myself from time to time, we've had success, you know, here. And look, I know we can't live in the past, and I don't want to live in the past. I think it's something we can learn from. But I don't want to keep, you know, dwelling on that, but it's not fun. It's not fun at all. I mean, I've played this game for 14 years. I was in the league and now coaching, I think it's 25 years, you know, for me personally in the NFL and I've been on a lot of winning teams and it's just, it's obviously more fun when you win than it is in the situation we're in.
All right, but you didn't forget how to coach. Doug, first five possessions, three and out. You work all week to get that script together. I mean, why doesn't it work? Why didn't any of those things work in the first five possessions?
Yeah, you know, you put the tape on, and there are opportunities there, you know, and we failed to execute, and I keep sound like a broken record each week, but it's where we are as a team, and honestly, with the amount of moving parts that we've had, it's you know, just start with the offensive line, and you know, there for a couple of years, we had the best offensive line in football, and now we've had injury. You know, we're literally missing three starters when you think of, you know, Lane Johnson, Brandon Brooks, Andre Dillard, you know, guys like that who were starters for us. We're missing them. You know, Jason Peters, you know, bless his heart, he's one of the best Philadelphia Eagles ever. Comes in, plays guard, goes to tackle, comes back and plays guard, and actually played pretty well. We got some young guys in their rotation. You know, it's difficult to have any kind of stability, continuity. You're playing with, you know, young receivers right now. You think about, you know, Jalen Reagor and who missed six games for us, and then he's now coming back, and, you know, Hightower, you know, Greg Ward is probably the one that's got the most veteran presence out there right now. And then Fulgham, and, you know, who has started hot and now has kind of cooled down just a little bit. So it's just this league, it just goes to show you that each week you have to prepare, you have to coach, you have to play at a certain level each week, and that's what the NFL is about. And teams that have had success and that sustainability have been able to do that and obviously stay healthy, and that's something that we haven't been able to do.
Hey, Doug, Fulgham's a big mystery to us because he was so – for 6-8 weeks, he was as good a receiver as there was in the NFL. And since Jeffrey came back, he hasn't been that big a factor. He didn't get thrown to till 14 minutes to go in the game. Have you changed your approach to Fulgham and play calling because Jeffrey's there? And should you change it back?
No, and it's something that you know, I try to evaluate that position and you know, what gives us the best chance to execute and play, and Alshon is getting healthy, and he's, you know, both of those guys have been sort of interchangeable here the last couple of weeks, and that's okay. It's okay to do that, and when we game plan for both of them, or at least scheme for both of them, whether it's individually or collectively on the field at the same time. And look, it comes down. People, coaches and players, when you talk about blocking out the noise, you got to block out the good and the bad. And you can't get caught up in that. And again, it goes back to kind of to what I said here a minute ago, was just every week's a different week. And you have to come ready to practice and play. And look, I'm not saying that that's not what they're doing. I'm just saying that's the mindset that players and coaches have to have each week in this league.
Doug, why haven't you come up with a more productive plan for using Jalen Hurts?
What do you mean productive plan?
I mean a plan. He's supposedly has a very terrific skill package. We see him once or twice a game, and the plays generally are not that effective. Or when he throws a pass that's complete, he leaves the game. This was a big issue on the broadcast last night, Doug. They said, what's the point of putting him out there for one play?
You know, it goes back to, I guess, talking about stability, continuity, talking about sustainability, keeping drives alive. If you recall on his couple of plays, we had a false start to start first and 10. Right. And now we're first and 15. And then... You know, I believe there was a possible run on first and 15, and there was his throw on second down, and then we're back to a third and long situation. That was it. It doesn't We did that with Carson in the game, right? We had false starts. We had penalties on offense. We put ourselves in. And I talked about this a lot during the week with our team, and just, you know, our first down efficiency has to be better. We can't keep putting ourselves in these first and 15s or second and third and long situations. You can't sustain a drive. It's too hard. You need to be third and one, third and two, as everybody, or no third downs. Go from first and go from first down, second down, go back to first down. It's okay, right? I would prefer not to have a third down, but we do try, and I, you know, I sit with Coach Stoutland and the staff, and we come up with a plan that we think is beneficial that week for Jalen. We knew going in that we were going to have to probably throw the ball a little bit more, and I think as we go, that's something that has to happen a little bit more with him. It never really manifested itself enough to keep that going consistently, because we shot ourselves in the foot too many times.
Doug, is DK Metcalf the best wide receiver you saw this year facing you?
You can go back to the Rams game. Those receivers are pretty good. I think you know, the Giants have a couple good receivers. You look at, you know, a young player, some of the guys in Cincinnati. You know, I mean, there's a lot of good receivers that we face, you know, each week. I mean, he's obviously a good receiver, and he's a big part of their offense.
I don't know if you heard that. After the game, Metcalf said that he had an exchange with Jim Schwartz before the game. And Schwartz said, you know, I coached Megatron. You're not there yet. And he took great inspiration from that. And he said he played harder because of it. Are you going to say something to Jim about that?
I mean, listen, there's a lot of things that are said, you know, I didn't hear that, obviously. I'll try to find out what's going on. I mean, we got to be careful with, you know, comments that we make. But, you know, listen, now, Megatron was a solid receiver in this league for a long time. And you know, obviously Jim has, you know, firsthand knowledge. He's coached him and watched him play. But, yeah, we just got to be careful. We got to be smart. Can't do it.
Doug, I got to just give you the mentality of a fan when we see Metcalf have 10 catches for 177 yards. Fans are going, we should have him. We should have drafted him. You're the coach. You don't make that decision. Do you think it too?
I think that we need to coach our players better. And, you know, listen, it goes back to, I think, what I said earlier, Angelo. You know, we can't live in the past. And we got to move on, and we got to coach our players, and we have to get better. I know that we have the right men, you know, in the building to get it done. We've proven that, and that's what we're going to do.
Last thing, Doug. I only ask this because fans are wondering. You went for two in the after you got the Hail Mary and it worked, and you went for two. That had a major bearing on legal betting, which is now there. Why did you go for two in that spot? Because you saved a lot of Eagle fans a lot of money. I don't know if you're aware of that. But
I did not know that, no.
No? Okay.
No. But I'm happy that I saved. So at least there's some positive coming out of the game, Angelo.
All right. But that had nothing to do with the decision, right, Doug?
No. Because, it you know what? We needed two scores anyway.
Yeah.
And this gave us the best chance to you know, put ourselves in position there after the last touchdown to do that. So gave us the best chance of winning.
Doug, win or lose, I have great respect for you and the way you answer questions. I really respect it, and I hope that things turn around really soon. Thank you.
I appreciate it, Angelo. Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Doug Peterson with some very straight answers. I did, Al, I did give him a chance to say, why didn't we get Metcalf?
Oh,
I
mean, well,
he didn't look at it that
no.
way. But anyway.
Can I point something out that I think has happened? You've had Doug on 5 years?
Yes, now? 5 years.
I transcribe everything you say.
Yep.
I did not see Wentz's name come up once.
I didn't bring it up.
I know.
Because he had already addressed it at length in the
no,
post-season.
No, I know, but it didn't come up my updates. I mean, that's where this has come now.
No. But the one time he was not pleased with the question was when I asked about Hurts and the fact that they have had no package that's worked for him.
Yeah.
And I just made him clear right from the beginning. I was not the only one thinking that. No. They were talking about it on the broadcast. We have the actual cut where that play happened, because I'll tell you what's amazing about it. They couldn't believe – I guess it was Lewis Riddick who used to play for – he used to work for Howie Roseman. And Lewis Riddick was going all over on it. Just listen to this. This is why I raised that issue.
Yeah.
Second and 14 is going to throw for it. Comes out firing. And it is Alshon Jeffery. And with that is Alshon Jeffery's first catch of the season. And after the completion – give Hurts some confidence, I guess, and get Carson Wentz right back in for third and eight. You guys can explain this to me sometime. Wentz in trouble, and he's going to be dropped. The most sacked quarterback in the NFL goes down. It's Jaron Reed for Seattle. You guys want to explain that to me? The quick change in quarterback, Hurts the penalty, then he completes a pass. And then you bring Carson Wentz right back out immediately after that.
He really doesn't accomplish anything other than you got him a rep. So what?
If you're going to put him in there, why not give him a series to get his feet really wet?
That was Lewis Riddick at the end.
That's well said.
That's why I brought it up. All right, Doug Peterson was brought to you by Bud Light. Homegate the Eagles game with ice-cold Bud Light and takeout from Tap House 23 in Bridgeport, Pennsylvania. Order for game day or any day at taphouse23.com. Lots more of your calls when we return. We also got a hot seat coming up. WIP Sports Time, 9:15.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.